Just talk about, obviously, the starting back line tonight was a bit different than it's been recently. What kind of an adjustment was that for you?
I think, you know, it, especially in the beginning, it took a little bit to kind of find our rhythm, but I think it was, you know, we did a pretty good job. You know, I don't think, aside from one or two flurries that they had a whole lot, and we did a pretty good job cleaning things up. So
when a guy gets traded who's the team's all-time leader in minutes played, I mean, obviously you were the captain last year and you're still in a position of leadership with the team. Who else do you think is going to step up and become a leader now that Jordan's gone?
I don't know. I think time will tell. You know, there's quite a few guys with experience on the team and that have the capability to step up and when they're called upon it. And so we'll see who really steps up.
I'm sure you guys would have liked to win the game tonight and had plenty of chances to score, but all things considered, when you travel out west and come back with a scoreless draw, is that the worst thing?
No, certainly not. We're happy that we got a shutout, and obviously you wish you would have scored on a few of those chances, but that's soccer and that's the way it goes. So, you know, I think we're not overly, you know, overjoyed, but we're not too disappointed either.
They didn't have Lenhart and Convy tonight, but they had Wondolowski, who's a very good player. What was your plan for him?
It was just to, you know, try and be really aware of where he was the whole time. He makes good runs. He's always moving. He chases down everything. And so it was important for us to know at all times where he was when the ball was wide, when it was in their back line, and when it was moving forward, where, you know, that we had somebody close to him.